You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Manchester United are 1-4 to win the game. The draw 11-2, Reading 10-1. The enhanced odds, Marcus Rashford to score and Manchester United to win, was 10-11, now 11-10. And Gareth McCleary to score and Reading to win was 11-2. That's now 7-1. Tom, when we spoke last weekend prior to the Premier League fixtures, the first thing you said, this was off air, so it's going to annoy the listeners now, but I'll say it anyway, was back Reading to win at Bristol City. And I must admit, at half time in that match, your name was mud, Tom, because they were 2-0 down, but they eventually came back and won that game 3-2, and the third in the Championship now, Reading.
Yeah, you know, and you weren't the only people I was telling that to over the course of the weekend before that game, and the amount of text messages I had at half time. I've never been so popular. Honestly, what on earth are you on about? But look, Reading are a good side, and that actually booked a bit of a trend for them. In terms of going behind and being able to come back. Reading are a side, and I'd seen them in the flesh a few weeks back, and they want possession of the ball. They don't have the greatest team in the Championship in terms of individuals. They don't actually have many big names in the team. But what Jaap Stam has done, and you can see that, you know, the Dutch influence there, is they just play possession football. So what they've been very good at in the Championship is up to the 60, 70% mark of possession. You know, they like to keep it at the back and they wait for teams to press and then they pop them off. And that's been the big secret to their success. But they're starting to get found out, you know, and I think there is a way of playing against them that you can obviously get the better of them. And teams have managed to do that. And the worrying trend for Reading is when they lose in the Championship, they can lose big. Take that Bristol game out of it, because that was a Bristol side that have been in bad form and just didn't know what to do with a 2-0 lead. I look more interestingly at Reading's recent away games. 4-1 defeat at Brentford and a 5-0 at Fulham. Now, when they go behind Reading, that's where they're in big problems. And they're going up against the Manchester United side, who at home have only lost to Man City. They've won 9. They've drawn 4 matches at home. They've got Hull in the League Cup as well. And you wonder about Mourinho and his approach to this one, because they are right in the hunt, not only for the top 4, but maybe even the title. You know, they're certainly not out of it. And then they've got these cup matches coming up this week. And, you know, I just wonder about Manchester United. Is it silverware at all costs? You know, are they going to just go for it, you know, regardless? I don't think he's in a position where he's going to make loads and loads of changes. And even if he plays somebody like Rashford up front, which I think there's an opportunity of that happening, then there's going to be far too much for this Reading side. I know there's the romantic element at Jaap Stam going back to Manchester United and all of that. But for me, ultimately, this game is going to be one that Reading are going to go behind, because they will not have faced the side of this quality yet this season. So that's the problem for them. So can I see Reading scoring a goal? No, because I don't see them changing the way. I don't think you can go to Manchester United and expect to have all the possession. So that's why I think this will be a very comfortable Manchester United victory. And I would actually look at them on the handicap -2 at 6-4. And I base that on when Reading have gone behind away from home, they have collapsed. And I think they'll do the same thing at Manchester United. But they're a very good side.
So Alex Ferguson reckons, Derek, that was his biggest mistake in his time at Manchester United, letting Jaap Stam go so early in his career. Jaap Stam making his return to Old Trafford, as Tom mentioned. And Manchester United are bound to make changes here. I don't think Zlatan Ibrahimovic will play, for instance. He's 35 years old. He's played 3 games in 8 days. So there are going to be changes made, but there is strength in depth there.
Well, yeah, obviously there is. And this is why, you know, all this talk, teams moan about a winter break because of the festive fixture overload. It makes me sick, because they buy player after player, and the money they've got, they should have enough players, you know, to make changes without too badly weakening the team. And it does my head. And, you know, what the punters want, we want football over Christmas. No, let's take it away from them. Let the poor players have a rest. Oh, diddums. Don't make me sick. I mean, this, I don't know what to think about this game. I really don't, because, you know, what Tom says about Reading, I've seen them about twice this season, and each time I thought, that's a tidy side. They remind me of a Crystal Palace team about 8 seasons ago when I saw them in the Championship, and they were only mid-table, and I watched them one day and I thought, my God, they're a good side. And I kept backing them after that, and I made a good few, Bob. But what you probably know more about in the meantime, and what you just said about when they fall behind, that's a bit of a worry, because I started this broadcast thinking, I'm going to go for Reading here on the handicap, but you've picked holes in my arguments, and I really don't know which way to turn now. you know, obviously, no, I'm not telling anybody anything new by saying you've got to look at the teams before you have a serious bet. But even then, I wouldn't have a serious bet on this one because I just don't know Man United's motivation. I'm not even sure of Reading's motivation. The manager will be motivated, obviously, going back to Old Trafford. But the players now, all of a sudden, have got a squeak at the top of that championship. You know, so... Will they concentrate more on that than the FA Cup? They shouldn't, but they might do. United have got the League Cup semi-final coming up. They're still in Europe. All of a sudden, they're back in the outskirts of the title race as well. Where's the FA Cup for them? I don't know what to think about this. I really don't. You know what? I'm going to go back with my instincts and go for Reading. I'm going to go right against Tom here and go for Reading with a 2-goal start at 6-5.
If you're looking for a goal scorer, by the way, in this match, Juan Mata might be the player at 7-5. He has occasionally been marginalised by Jose Mourinho, but his cup record is pretty strong. He's scored in 3 consecutive FA Cup games for Manchester United and, of course, scored the opening goal against West Ham. 7-5, Juan Mata to score any time in this match. Derek, you're the only man who can have holes picked in his argument before he's actually made it as well.
There's a man lacking in confidence, isn't it?
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.